Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 337. Time to begin thinking about Christ and the reward that he deserves. The climax of the Book of Revelation is not the reward that the saints will receive for their self-sacrifice in following Jesus, but the reward that Christ will receive for his great sacrifice. It is a grand paradigm shift in thinking for us to get our minds off praying about a word, "Lord, please be sure to save me and my loved ones," and begin to think of Christ and the reward that he deserves. Isaiah speaks of him, "He shall see of the travail of his soul, and be satisfied." It's like little children finally growing up so they can be mature and think of the travail of their mother in bearing them and of their parents in caring for them. God's people cannot remain children forever. Let us go on to full growth, to maturity, to the possibility, yes, to the blessing of being able to think of him rather than always thinking of ourselves. This is the interesting turn that the story in Song of Solomon 5, verse 2, takes. When the bride-to-be, warm and snug in bed on this cold rainy night, can change her thinking from how much fun it is to snuggle under the covers, and begins to be able to think of her true lover out there in the rain knocking on her door. The famous Laodicean message has its setting in that little story, for Jesus concludes his last day's message with a quotation from that story, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Taken from the LXX. The original story tells how she finally repents and gets up to let him in. How long she left him out there knocking it doesn't say. But when she got to her side of the door, she found him gone. In our case, it's well over a century. We cannot always serve as the flower girl at the wedding, the marriage of the Lamb. God's people in a corporate sense must become the wife at the wedding. And that must be the ability to appreciate the travail that the bridegroom has gone through. With no trace of extremism, the remnant will learn to proclaim nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. All that the little flower girl at the wedding cares about is the refreshments. The bride has begun to enter into the bridegroom's thinking and to feel for him at least, let's hope so. Else there cannot be a happy marriage. Those who have never learned to appreciate the travail of the Savior cannot be happy in his personal presence. Which is the practical truth of shutting oneself out of heaven by one's unfitness for its companionship. Let's use our last few moments of time in learning to understand,